This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. The Secretary of State's office is calling the electronic automobile insurance verification program a success. Over the first 14 months of the program, the percentage of registered voters without insurance in the state dropped from 12.7 to 6.9%. Insurance companies work with the Secretary of State's office to confirm electronically that motorists have insurance. Vehicle owner insurance is verified at least twice a year at random intervals. 230 ADM employees teamed up with St. Paul's Lutheran Church for a mobile packing event for Feed My Starving Children. The organization provides meals to children around the world who are facing malnutrition. ADM has partnered with FMSC for over 10 years. The Decatur area has packed more than 1.7 million meals for the organization during that time. For more on that and other stories, podcasts, and videos, visit NowDecatur.com.
Cuba is getting it first. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News. Hurricane Ian is pounding the western part of the island. Flash flooding and mudslides, a big concern. And then Ian will target Florida's Gulf Coast, likely as a Category 4 hurricane tomorrow or Thursday.
This is the storm we have all feared.
Attorney General Ashley Moody has a message for hundreds of thousands who live in the low-lying areas in the Tampa Bay area.
Please take the time to get out now while you can.
Residents who live in St. Petersburg who may need to evacuate are going to run out of time. There are three bridges across the upper part of Tampa Bay called Old Tampa Bay. Once those bridges become impassable, escaping by car means driving north closer to the coastline to try to reach Pasco County. Heading south from St. Pete towards Bradenton may become impossible whenever the four-mile-long Sunshine Skyway Bridge over the mouth of Tampa Bay should close.
That's Fox's Evan Brown in Tampa. There's a new attempt to keep the government from being shut down ahead of a deadline Friday for Congress to approve new short-term funding. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer has unveiled a bill that would provide money through mid-December. Jury selection starts today in what may be the biggest trial yet, stemming from last year's Capitol riots.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four close associates will be tried for seditious conspiracy. The charge is considered a step below treason. Federal prosecutors will likely try to highlight Rhodes and his alleged accomplices planning and helping to carry out the riot on January 6th of last year.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. Tomorrow, the Democrat-led House committee investigating the Capitol riot will hold another public hearing. Last night, NASA rammed what it called a DART, a spacecraft, into an asteroid at 14,000 miles an hour. That asteroid was not headed to Earth. It's a test to see if an asteroid can be knocked off course if it is headed toward Earth someday. It could take weeks of testing to know if that actually worked. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Are you worried about your financial future as retirement gets closer? All over the country, soon-to-be retirees are fearing for their financial future as markets remain volatile. Bishop Gold Group helps you invest in gold and gold IRAs to protect your wealth and retirement during times of high inflation and wild swings in the market. Secure your future today. Contact Bishop Gold Group by dialing #250 from a mobile phone and say the keyword Bishop Gold, or visit bishopgoldgroup.com.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, equality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
It is back to court today for Nicholas Cruz at his sentencing trial to determine if the school shooter will be sent to death row in Florida.
Prosecutors are set to begin their rebuttal in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, who pleaded guilty in October to murdering 14 students and three staff members during the 2018 attack at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Cruz's attorneys say that he murdered those 17 people because his birth mother abused alcohol during her pregnancy. Prosecutors are expected to call experts experts who will testify that Cruz has antisocial personality disorder and is fully responsible for the attack. Cruz, a former student at Stoneman Douglas, turned 24 over the weekend, and it's up to a jury whether he'll be sentenced to death or life without parole. For Cruz to be sentenced to death, the jury must unanimously agree. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Another case of what's called swatting puts two men in prison.
It was over a $1.50 bet. Prosecutors say Shane Gaskill got into an argument with Ohio gambler Casey Viner in 2017. Using an old Wichita, Kansas address Gaskill gave him, Viner persuaded Tyler Barris in Los Angeles to call Wichita police and report a kidnapping and shooting had happened there. Police responded to the address, but Gaskill didn't live there anymore. Andrew Finch did, and he was shot and killed by police after he opened the door to see what was going on. Barris has been sentenced to 20 years in prison, Gaskill to 18 months. Viner served 15 months in prison after pleading guilty. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise back up from a lot of recent selling. Dow futures up more than 200 points the day after dropping another 329 for a new low for the year for the Dow. A giant loss on Monday Night Football.
And a stutter step move by Parsons. Jones fires, and the pass is intercepted by Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs' interception sealed it for the Cowboys on ESPN. Dallas beat New York 23-16, the Giants' first loss of the season, leaving Miami and Philadelphia as the only undefeated teams after week three. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
In 1965, my father founded Brinkotter Realtors with a singular goal: to support his community's real estate needs with integrity, purpose, and a forward-facing approach to business. Over 55 years later, Brinkotter Realtors still embodies that spirit. Connection, commitment, community. When you're planning to make a move, go with the name you know. Get the service you deserve. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 65. Wind gusts get as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, you're looking at low around 40, with wind gusts getting as high as 16 miles per hour. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. And for Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. And your temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY news time is 6:06.
Welcome to Byers & Company. I'm Kevin Verhaeghe sitting in for Brian. He'll be back on Thursday. Tim Kaine in the first half hour this morning. It's going to be fun.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
And good morning. It is Tuesday. And boy, am I glad I'm not down in Tampa, Florida right now. It is looking dire down there. It looks like a direct hit. Hurricane Ian strikes Cuba overnight and strengthens into a Category 3 storm as Florida braces for impact. Good morning to Tim Kaine. Welcome, buddy. It's always, I always feel like You're my security blanket when I do Brian's show, because you know so much, and you're the perfect columnist at the Herald and Review. My favorite, by the way, Tim. Good morning.
Oh, I appreciate that. Good to be here. Thanks for asking.
Always, you know, whenever I get the call to do this show, Tim Kaine's one of my first dial-ups. Which date can you do what? Right. I got you up early this morning, and I appreciate it.
I can't remember the last time I was working this early. I get up this early, but, yeah, I mean, to actually be out in public. And, you know, Kev, this is only the second day that I've worn jeans, I think, in the last 6 months. So,
what, do you work in your shorts?
Yeah, oh, if that. I mean,
well, I don't want to go any further than,
and I don't want you to go any further, but you know, I mean, if you're working by yourself in your house, you can work in any whatever way you want.
Yeah, you know, I was one of the few people I think in this town that went to work every day during the pandemic.
That's insane.
Well, it would be if you didn't know my situation, but my office is only 5 minutes from my home. Mm-hmm. There was hardly anyone in my office, and I had my computer in an enclosed office. Mm-hmm. So I was just as safe there as I would have been anywhere, but I really couldn't get into the mindset of working in my office at home. I really thought I'd cheat too much.
I didn't know whether I would be able to or not. The wife of my best man was one of the first people I knew who was working from home. She worked down here and was working for the Mayo Clinic. And she talked about all the discipline that she had to have, you know, that, okay, this office is only for work, and if I'm in here, I'm working, and I better be in here at 8 o'clock every day. And I thought, well, that's the same as work. I love being able to get up and, well, Sunday while I was watching the NFL game, I was able to program some stuff for this week, so I wouldn't have to do it during the week. So mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Well, my daughter works from home. Her company is in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I think she works more hours than anybody in that company because she has all her information right there in her home.
Yeah.
And she gets up, gets dressed as if she's going to work because she's on a lot of Zoom calls. Mm-hmm. And I know she's at that computer at 7:30 in the morning. And I bet once she puts her baby to bed, she's back on that computer to 10:30 at night.
Yep. And apple doesn't fall far from the tree, though, does it?
Well, you know, I'm glad. I'd rather have work ethic than not have work ethic.
That's and, in agreement, yeah.
It's served me well over the years. Hey, before we go any further, I have to say good morning to Dominique Smith. She is my right arm here, as you know, when you do your radio mm-hmm. show, Tim. The producer does
like
a lot.
She doesn't like sport talk as much as she used to, apparently. She doesn't do our show very often.
Well, she's in demand.
You know, agreed, yes.
You want to defend yourself there, Dominic?
I thought I'd give Scott a chance to do some shows since I was already doing three of them. So
she is.
I do love sport talk, though. I miss it.
Yeah, she is a sports person at heart.
Yeah.
And Scott's great, too. I mean, Scott's
yes.
filled in for us on Soy City Buzz.
And for Mark and me on sport talk. So and Dom has done the same.
What I love about both of them is their enthusiasm for their job.
Yeah.
And they really do like being in radio mm-hmm. and doing the technical side.
And the other things that they have in their lives going on for them. I mean, Dom may be the hardest worker of nonprofits in Decatur.
How's that going, Dom?
It's going really good right now. I just finished taking a couple classes in the board governance course with Bruce Nims so I could figure out how to properly put together an executive board. We did a few events. We helped with the we were one of the main organizations for the backpack attack with the YMCA, and now we're doing more work with them. Working on a few projects I can't talk about just yet, but
ooh, you're like EDC.
We're just trying to get it all together. I like to make sure I get everything in line before I put it out there. But it's going really good, and we have a lot of volunteers, and we're constantly having people reach out to us wanting to work with us.
What's the name of the organization?
It's called Walk It Like We Talk It.
Oh, is that cool? Are you a 501c3 yet?
Yes.
So you can take donations?
Yes, we can.
How does that happen?
So there's different ways. We have our website, which is www.walkitlikewetalkit.org. And there's a donation page on there, but we can also accept check, or cash, as well as we do have an account established in our name. So,
Tim, I remember in the beginning with Dom, you could not get her to talk on that microphone. Could not get her. Yeah. Now she's so articulate, and yep. And when she does sports, the enthusiasm really rises.
Yep, that's exactly right. And when she first set up this, or was setting up this nonprofit,
walk it like you talk it.
I sent a note, and do you mind if I share a little bit of that, Dom?
Go for it.
I sent her a note, and I said, you know, I know how people like you work, so don't grind yourself down. You know, give yourself some time, be good to yourself, and make sure that you're taking care of Dom, and treat yourself the way you want to treat others.
Yeah, you know, they say that about nurses and police officers too.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a job where they're solving problems, sometimes major problems, all day long,
mm-hmm.
that you got to be careful that you don't get sucked into it.
Yep.
Because it can take an emotional toll on you, and the burnout rate is much higher than other jobs where you're not surrounded by problems all the time.
Exactly.
And a lot of these are emotional, personal problems of people. So what do you do to stay focused and not allow that to grab you?
Sometimes I just have to, like, take some time to myself and making sure that I'm not working, 7 days a week all month. I got a little overwhelmed a couple weeks ago, and then with getting sick, wasn't great, but it also gave me a chance to kind of take a step back and just relax. And also being able to make sure that I stay grounded with the support system around me and the people who are in the organization, they can see when I'm having like a tough time or where, maybe I'm getting away from who I am at times, not in a like being rude kind of sense, but being in a not sure of myself kind of sense. So just being able to make sure I don't keep it all to myself and I actually talk with people about it.
So, I mean, she's got to get sick before she takes a break.
Exactly. If that isn't one of your 40 under 40, Decatur, I don't know what is.
She's probably been in that three times by now. She's won every award a young person can win in this town.
Yep.
Hey, one more thing, Dom. Walk it like you talk. You got to realize that you've been doing these shows so long that people know who you are and they like you, and they probably want to help you. Tell the folks what your mission is.
So we started this in 2020 when we realized that there were a group of young people. It started with a group of Millikan students and Millikan alum, and it was that young people wanted to actually get active in their community, but they didn't feel that they had a voice, and that while there's a lot of amazing organizations and boards that you can serve on, you're typically serving with people who've been around the block and maybe aren't as willing to listen to your input as they should. And so with Walk It Like We Talk It, it gives a chance for younger people, more so millennial and Gen Z, to actually be at the head of decision-making tables while also still making sure that we serve as an organization that is welcoming and inclusive to all. And our goal is to facilitate growth and education through empathy.
She wasn't reading that either. That's off the top of her head. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, walkitlikeyoutalkit.org, folks. Want to help out Dominic Smith and her organization?
Walkitlikewetalkit.org. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know where you're going to end up.
Yeah. Walk it like we talk it. Okay, Tim, last time you and I were together, I had you on Soy City Buzz. I loved your article on junk food,
mm-hmm.
because I'm unfortunately a diabetic and a junk food junkie.
But you made it this far, Kev.
I think it started with being a junk food junkie, mm-hmm. and then became diabetic. But now in the newspaper on Friday, you got a growing problem. And what is the name of this reporter?
Annalisa?
Yeah.
Annalisa Trohomuk?
Yes.
Yeah.
A great article, although I didn't ask her on because I feel guilty. But it's all about the junk food that's could be destroying our children obesity.
And it's not just the food. I mean, this station used to carry Dr. Dean Adele.
Mm-hmm.
And what I loved about him was he was never lecturing people about their lifestyles. It's just everything in moderation. You can have butter, just don't have butter on everything. You can have fried food, just don't have it four times a day. And that's one of the issues with this is that you've got kids who not only don't eat well, they're inactive. And all of these things can contribute to it. And one of the things I've always, I think I've always lived within a mile of a grocery store or someplace that I could buy sustenance of some sort my entire life. So the idea that there are families all around this country that have food insecurity and that they don't have ready access to it. It's a trip into town to get the food. And I understand that, you know, the whole idea of food insecurity and, just, you know, eating the wrong things because you don't have a decent farmer's market in your town. All you've got is the prepackaged stuff that's wrapped up. That's one of the things that's so harmful.
Yeah, the processed foods in grocery stores are set in a way they're pretty smart. Mm-hmm. They're pretty strategic, very scientific on consumer demand. They got those stores set to where you're going to buy those high sugar products. Mm-hmm. Your brain likes sugar, and they know that. And I mean, you walk down a cereal aisle, and it's wall to wall sugar.
Yep.
I mean, those are bowls of sugar that you're feeding your kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and she talks about the child obesity rate in the article. It is staggering. Everything in moderation is the best advice you can give.
Right.
But it's really hard to do.
I don't know anybody who actually does it.
I've learned it. I mean, the best thing that could have happened to me, it's going to sound strange, is to become diabetic at an early age, in my early 40s, because they taught me everything in moderation, the dietitians. Because if you don't, you die, you know, because your system is, I guess your pancreas is worn out already at an early age because of too much work and sugar. That's one of the reasons. And when you get that, and you start reading things about our habits of eating in the United States versus other countries, you quickly find out it's way too easy to eat this junk food.
Yeah, to eat stuff that's not good for you. But like you say, it's prepared, it's presented exactly the way we want it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be picking it up.
But I will say, I don't deny myself. I think it's important not to deny yourself because you get these cravings that will drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So you might as well do it in moderation and satisfy the craving as opposed to try to think you're going to give stuff up and then you binge on it.
Exactly. Yeah, and I have a perfect example in my own life of this exact thing. There is a pizza chain that will advertise, and they obviously all these places do different pizzas. You know, seasonal. Okay, here's a Detroit style. Here's a New York style. I see those ads and I think, I want that right now. But as soon as I get it, it's not as good as I thought it was going to be, so I don't have to have it anymore.
Well, you know, that's funny you should say that. When I'm sitting and I'm having a craving for, let's say, a frozen Snicker or a Dilly Bar, I have to talk to myself saying, you know, it's going to be really good while you're eating it, but it's going to be gone within 5 minutes. And now you've got all that in you, all those calories, all that sugar, and it's over in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Is it worth feeling guilty after eating it when you only get 5 minutes worth of pleasure? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yes. Yeah, it's worth it. I'm going, you know, but sometimes I don't.
But at least you're trying. I mean, that's an effort, and that's what moderation is.
Nonetheless, it's a great article in last Friday's paper. Good thing about online, you can always look these up, right? And the other thing, and tomorrow is going to be kind of a serious day. Tomorrow being Wednesday, I'm going to have on Tom Schneider in this slot, the deputy commander out at the Macon County Law Enforcement Center. And at 6:30, and I think Tom will probably stick around, we're going to have Chief Shane Brandel, Police Chief Shane Brandel. There's an article in last Friday's paper, Illinois Braces for End of Bail. That's coming up. This Safety Act will go into effect January 1st, which basically does away with bail if a judge wants to. And we're seeing what's happening in New York City and in a lot of big cities. Chicago is going to be the next come January 1 is my prediction. It's going to open the door for thugs and criminals, knowing that they can get away with crime. I know that's not the intent.
Well, just say, but it's not that they can't get away, or it's not that they can get away with it. I mean, if they're caught, they can still be prosecuted, and it's the judge's option on whether to.
That's what worries me. I don't know that we have a system in place where the judge can handle all these cases so fast to make those decisions, and they're inevitably going to be wrong. And I'm worried about it. I understand the governor's point of view where he says, why is it that people without money have to sit in jail because they can't make bail when people with money can make bail and get out of jail mm-hmm. until it's time for the crime? My worry is it's going to handcuff police and there are going to be these domestic abusers out there that are abusing their spouses or their kids, and they get arrested and they're out within hours.
They're only out, though, if the judge says it's okay for them to be out.
They're doing it in New York. They're letting them out in New York, you know, right and left.
I would like to wait and see what happens here before I'm passing judgment on it. I mean, I understand the concern, and I understand the in theory. But I think one of the things that we all of us are way too prone to do anymore is immediately assume that the worst is going to happen.
Well, let me just tell you of an experience my daughter witnessed in St. Louis at a very high-end grocery store in Central West End. She's checking out. Young man walks in there, fills his backpack full of product, all kinds of grocery products, meat, you name it. And people see him walking out with that backpack full of stuff, and they're yelling at the people in the office, "You got a shoplifter here." And they said, "Leave him alone. Police won't even show up if it's less than $1,000. So the guy walks right out of the store. That brazen. And knows he knows the rules. Mm-hmm. So the police don't even show up, knowing that there's nothing they can do with him unless it's over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, the article on Friday dedicates A6. It's on the front page to get your attention. And then it takes you to A6, and it is an unbelievable write-up on this act. There are a lot of flaws in it that need to be corrected between now and January 1, and I hope some of my worries get addressed.
Mm-hmm.
But the Herald Review did a terrific job on both those stories.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll make sure that the individuals who took care of it are summarily complimented. Allison Petty has a lot to do with everything.
Allison Petty, I hate to see her go to Bloomington because she was a staple here.
The nice thing is because Bloomington and Decatur and Mattoon all work together so closely, I mean, I talk to Allison every single day.
Tell her I said hello.
I'll do that.
And also, would you tell Donette Beckett I said hello?
I will do that.
She's terrific. And she wrote a great story in today's paper, folks. Go online or get the paper about what ADM has done with this this great cause of theirs. It's a giant great cause. They got all kinds of volunteers out at St. Paul's Lutheran Church yesterday, and they were packaging up food to feed my starving children around the world, protein packets, and they're serving 248,000 meals, and they were packaged up yesterday at St. Paul's. Congratulations. She writes a great article on that.
That's others helping others. Yeah, that's one of the things that's a column that Donette has that's called Together Decatur. And it's supposed to be stuff that makes you feel good.
Well, as you know, because you've worked on that WSYY community food drive for years, 20 years of generosity in this community, people step up. ADM, from the very beginning, mm-hmm. had always stepped up with equipment, with food, and with money, and volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Great organization.
And all of those big businesses in town, all the ones that, you know, however you feel about them, they're the ones that are providing all the volunteers around here, around the city.
Still are. Caterpillar does it. I know First Mid does it. So many companies do it. But thanks to Jennifer Ballinger, who heads up that part of the benevolence of ADM. And thanks to all the volunteers for doing what you did. Tim, I've already blown through a commercial break. Okay. We don't have enough time with you.
Let's go commercial free this hour, Kev.
Well, it'll be the last time I'm asked to be here. But I just enjoy having you on every time I can get you, because we didn't have any fun this morning talking about entertainment. And Alec Baldwin is big time in the news. But thank you, buddy, for being here, and I really appreciate you getting up early.
You're more than welcome.
That's Tim Kaine at the Herald and Review. We got a big show, folks, coming up today, and we're going to do the usual guys. Kyle May's here, and we're going to be talking Fleet Feet and Ride and Run segment right after we hear from the news and stories and more. Stick around, folks.
This is R.J. Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. The Kirkland Fine Arts Center will celebrate Hispanic American Heritage Month with the award-winning show Tango del Cielo on October 15th at 7:30. The performance includes live musicians and dancers, as well as film, art, lighting, and effects in homage to the silent film era. The day of the performance, performers will hold two classes for free for anyone who would like to participate. Tickets for Scoville Zoo's Boo at the Zoo are available starting today at ScovilleZoo.com. Visitors can enjoy treat stations, animal encounters, and rides on the Endangered Species Carousel and Bright Night Express train. For hours and prices, visit NowDecatur.com. Over 30 ready-to-eat meat products sold by Behrmann Meat and Processing are being recalled due to possible listeria contamination. The products were distributed to three states, including Illinois. Don't forget NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Ian has made landfall in western Cuba, on track to hit Tampa Bay, Florida, as soon as tomorrow.
We're going to see those hurricane strength winds. We're going to see the rain. But it is the storm surge that has been the focus of emergency officials warning people. This is not a storm to take lightly. We heard the Hillsborough County Sheriff really just begging people to evacuate. We have heard numbers between 5 to 15 feet of storm surge are possible here.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Tampa. The airport there is shutting down at 5 p.m. A NASA spacecraft has rammed into an asteroid to test for the first time whether one heading for Earth can be diverted that way.
The direct impact occurring 7 million miles away using a craft named DART. Scientists will now study the future orbit of the harmless space rock to see if it has been knocked off its current course.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The mission took 7 years to put together. America's listening to Fox News.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to connect communities through financial outreach and economic opportunity. Building a stronger, more vibrant community, Busey offers tools and resources to individuals, families, and business owners to achieve financial success. Building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Busey Bank, member FDIC, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Dominique Bates-Smith with your News Channel 20 weather forecast today. Sunny with a high near 65. Wind gusts could reach as high as 26 miles per hour tonight. Clear with a low around 40, and wind gusts could reach as high as 60 miles per hour. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, you're looking at mostly clear with a low around 42. And for Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 66. Your temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY news time is 6:34.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm Kevin Frey. Dom, I complimented you all day yesterday on your music. What in the world is this?
You don't like Buddy Holly?
Not this one.
I love this one.
Well, you're in a sentimental mood. But, you know, when you control the controls, you can be that way. Hey, welcome back, folks. Brian's not here. I'm here. I'm Kevin Burhaney. Brian will be back on Thursday. He's taking a few days vacation. We got a great show today. Kyle May's here. Cole Daniels is here. We're going to be talking about R&R 927 and Ride and Run. But before we do that, I just want to let you know that Congressman Davis will be here at 7, and we're going to find out what he's up to and what he's going to be doing in the future. Dale Coley's going to be in studio after Mark Tupper, and we're going to be talking Community Foundation at 8, and Chef Brian Tucker is going to be in from the Richland Culinary Institute, which I'm going to tonight. That restaurant out there is just terrific. Good morning both to Kyle May and to Cole Daniels. I haven't seen you guys for a while. Cole, when you were on vacation, Kyle pinched it for you and fixed my bike.
Well, that was nice of him.
It was. You still know how.
It wasn't very good, but yeah, I come out of retirement every once in a while.
It worked. It worked. The one time I decide to get my bike fixed, I pick the 2 days you go on vacation.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
But, boy, what a setup you guys have out there. The combined stores next to each other, Spin City and Fleet Feet, all your athletic needs can be almost taken care of in one place.
Pretty convenient location.
Yeah, it's nice. 1088 and 1090 Westwood over by Millikan University.
Old Eichenauer
services building. Yeah, which all used to connect to everything. Like, you used to be able to walk from our store over to – it was – pretty crazy. The house out front, all the businesses next door. So it was interesting.
So you just go to Lock, Stock, and Barrel and then take a left.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wood Street is.
Yeah, on Wood Street.
Yeah, it's a great, it's got a great parking lot, but when you get inside, you guys just keep improving. How are the bikes doing right now? You've got a pretty good supply?
Yes, there's pretty good supply. All summer we've been kind of relying on the online bikes, the Weblink bikes, where you buy it off Giant's website. But that's starting to transition into what we call open stock, which is great news for us. It gives us some options to get the, you know, pick your color, pick your size. Multiple options, multiple models are available. And they'll be here in a week or less. I just got 3 bikes in the showroom yesterday that were ordered on Thursday last week, so it was pretty quick turnaround. So I got some happy customers.
Well, I did the Prairie Pedal on Sunday.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great. It was a little bit of wind, but not bad. It was the north route. Did you do the lining?
No, we had somebody else. He was the vice president of the Decatur Bicycle Club.
He did a great job. I mean, I didn't even need my GPS. The lining was so good. Unlike when Kyle did it, he got bored, and at times he decided to do an arrow on a street where you couldn't turn left. He says, turn left instead of right. And then you go a little bit further, and he writes, just kidding. You find yourself laughing out loud on a bike by yourself.
You know? Mix it up a little bit. It was clearly like you could only go one way. So,
right.
I did a ride Sunday with some guys and like came up to a corner and it obviously turned left and I pointed to the right that we were going to turn. So that's my thing.
So what happened last Saturday? Was there a big midnight ride or something?
Yeah, yeah. There's a big group of people that went out on a night ride, and I think they left at about 7 o'clock, and they were in Warrensburg about midnight, according to where I was watching them on my tracker. And,
oh, you were with them. You were watching.
No. I had some plans that night, but, you know, that's something. It's interesting. It extends the riding season. Because, you know, daylight's a little shorter now and, you know, it's safe when you do it right, when you're on low traveled roads and you have lights and taillights and, you pick a safe route. But yeah, sounded like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun as long as it's lit up enough. And, mm-hmm. and that's the thing, the technology that you have for bikes with regards to lights and bells, Kyle sold me on a bell. I hope it. I got to come pick it up. I think he ordered it. But I laughed at him because he tried to get me to buy streamers one time. And I think he's just making fun of me.
Got to watch him sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I was asking him about a kickstand. He goes, well, you want streamers too? Well, you don't get kickstands on bikes like this.
We became friends right then, didn't we?
We did. I could have got hacked off or I could have laughed. And I laughed.
Yeah.
And I, because I didn't know him. First time I met him. And I go, no, I don't want streamers.
It went from speakerphone to you picked it up. Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. I was in my office. My wife buys this high-end bike, and I'm wondering how I'm not going to set this on the ground. She paid too much money. If I stop to get a beer somewhere, I want a kickstand. He goes, well, number one, you shouldn't be drinking, shouldn't be stopping at bars. And number two, set it up against the building, dummy.
It wasn't quite like that, but anyway.
Well,
it was good.
My point is, I go in there to get my bike. I need an inner tube put in my tire. And he said, I'll do it. Cole's on vacation. I'll do it for you. And he does. And he says, hey, by the way, why don't you get a bell for your bike? I go, oh, no, don't start this again. But tell me about these bells.
Yeah. So, I mean, for bikes like yours it's a road bike. It's a gravel bike, but it's got drop bars on it. You know, you just can't put a regular bell on it.
And I don't want a regular bell.
They gotta get a fancy bell.
Yeah.
Match the bike.
Does it have a different kind of ring to it? Like ring, ring, as opposed to a ding, ding.
I don't know if I can imitate the noise correctly.
It's sharper. But
it's a lot louder and it'll get someone's attention.
And you weren't, this is for like riding on the bike path where you're coming up to people instead of saying on your left all the time and just like the ting your bell and that people know that you're coming. So it isn't like riding out on the road all the time you need a bell. So this is like for your situation, it makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do ride those paths. I love those paths.
Yeah.
But so do walkers. Mm-hmm. And so you're always, I always
gotta share the path and
got to yell out passing on the left.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them not knowing you're coming up on them and then hit them. Mm-hmm. And they appreciate it.
Yeah.
But that bell would be so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Because voice.
Technology and lights and then the GPS units and all that type of stuff. I did a ride in Peoria that I'd never been to before Sunday. Loaded the map. It tells me where to turn and everything. Yeah, technology is pretty amazing.
Can you load that map on the Zwift?
You have a head unit on your bike, don't you? Did you get a Wahoo or what did you get?
Yeah, I got a Wahoo.
Yeah, you can download rats on it. So you could have put Prairie Pedal on it.
That's what I was wondering. I haven't figured that out. I'm going to have to show me that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's a great device.
You can do
device.
It from your phone a lot of times too. So yeah, on your way to the route or the day before, sitting at home, you load it up and put it on your device. It beeps at you a couple 100 yards before the corners, and it's pretty cool.
I don't want to keep talking about me, but I did that on my phone, you know, my iPhone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Problem is, I had it in my back pocket.
Oh, yeah, I got to pull it out.
And I hit a car.
Yeah. Not Sunday, but
No. This was a year ago in Florida. It was my GPS was buzzing because I was taking a side route instead of the big traffic route. I couldn't figure out why I kept buzzing. So I pulled my phone out to look at it. When I looked down, I looked up. Pickup trucks passing right in front of me. I ran right in the back of it.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, if you're driving your car, your speedometer is located right in front of you and, you know, your peripheral vision. So just think about if your car didn't have a speedometer and you rely on your cell phone for that information, you know, that's obviously not a safe situation. So that's why we use cycling computers and mount it to the front of our bikes, kind of like a speedometer.
Yeah. Well, that's what I use mine for, speedometer and heart rate, not heart rate, but it tells you how fast you're going and all kinds of great information.
Yeah.
Hey, I got, it's the Marquee Coffee Break time. We'll be back, but we got to take a break here. I can't blow through this one. Marquee Coffee has been around for 40 years. They brew coffee right here in Decatur, and the magic's in their beans.
By attending an upcoming Fall Campus Visit Day on Monday, October 10th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn. Explore top-ranked majors and programs. Learn about scholarship opportunities and find your fit on campus with athletics, performing arts, and over 75 clubs and organizations. Millikan University offers all the benefits of a private education at a cost comparable to public institutions. Visit Millikan on Monday, October 10th. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
If you are a business owner, you're more than likely pulled in so many different directions every day that you rarely have time to think about advertising or doing it effectively. That's where we come in. I'm Steve Larson. Here at Newhoff Media, we design custom integrated strategies based on what you need help with. When you put radio and digital advertising together, whoa, that approach is working for a whole lot of people like you. On-air and online advertising, it's like grilled cheese and tomato soup. They just go together. So let's Zoom or talk or connect. Let's go. Visit NewhoffMedia.com. Click on Advertise.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. Every Tuesday morning about this time, we talk to Kyle May from Fleet Feet and Cole Daniels from Spin City. I got my latest, was it a Fleet Feet or Spin City jersey? I think it's a combination. I don't know. It's a green.
I think I did a Fleet Feet one.
Yeah.
Black and yellow?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wore it on my ride on Sunday. That was cool.
So I sold my bike shop to Cole like 2 years ago, but I still like bike stuff. So I had the jerseys in the store and things like that. And I went and did, I worked at Ragbri this year. So I came out of retirement and worked on bikes there. So that was pretty fun. But yeah, the run store has been nice focusing on it. It's been really, really busy the last couple of years. And even like we just had a sale this past weekend and it went really, really well. We still have a couple shoes on the sale rack. So people, if they're interested, they can come in and take advantage of those. And then we move some summer clothing to the sale rack too. So that's still on sale too. So you can come in and pick through some of that stuff that's still great and still in the store. So we still do have some pretty good deals going on. We also got a bunch of shoe updates. Things are starting to roll inventory wise. We're setting really, really good. Like, am I in trouble?
No, that's a warning that there's going to be news in 15 minutes right. Or something.
So we got the new updated Saucony Triumph just the other day, which is a great like high cushion shoe for everyday running or walking or standing around on your feet, you know, whatever you're using your shoes for. A new darker purple in the Hoka Bondi 8 that shoe updated about a month or two ago, and it's been doing really, really well. So something for the fall, go with some darker colors so they don't get dirty.
The Brooks that you sold me are beautiful.
So, yeah, you got the new Brooks Glycerin, and it updated a couple months ago, and it was a huge difference from the old one. They use nitrogen-infused rubber, which sounds really cool, but it's also like a really neat material, like softens as you run in it. It's just, it's kind of crazy.
You know, there's a difference. I mean, I like Adidas Boost, and I thought they were the best cushion until I tried these Brooks on. There is a difference. And yeah. When you get to my age, I'm 67. My knees still work. I don't run hard or fast, but I still run.
You're out there.
And you need shoes like this to protect your joints.
Yes. The Glycerin's a great one. They added a little bit of stack height onto it and gave it a little bit more cushion underneath, too. We also are starting to get some fun colors in them. For the ladies, we got this Fruit Loop themed one. So it's like a blue and yellow and orange, and then has like little Fruit Loops on the base of the shoe. That's pretty cool. And then we got a Brooks Adrenaline. We got like this red cheetah print one, and then also a Fruity Pebbles themed one. So
neat.
Yeah, we got some kind of fun stuff coming in. So we ordered these things like a long time ago. We've had some delays, obviously, through the years, but it seems like that stuff's starting to come in on time now and getting a little bit better on some stuff. So, yeah, our new shoe updates are flowing through and usually something pretty fresh in the store all the time.
Well, you converted me back to Brooks.
Yeah. No, like, you know, we sell a lot of ghosts and adrenalines, and they're really nice. But there's some other stuff out there that's I personally liked a little bit better. But the glycerin is a legit shoe I've been running in a little bit where I haven't ran in Brooks before. So that tells you a lot of how they're doing with the cushion level. I like the higher cushion level and more responsive.
I like looking taller.
Yeah, there you go.
And when my daughters compliment me on how they like my running shoes, I know they must be nice looking.
Yeah. I was talking the other day, like, you know, we get a few runners in, a fair amount of runners, but you know, a lot of it's like 70% or so is like comfort seekers and lifestyle. Like our shoes are looking good enough now. Yeah. People working out, things like that. Our shoes look nice enough now and they're like in fashion. So, we sell a lot of On running shoes and that's extremely popular right now. We sell a lot of Hokas and that's definitely a cushion and a comfort feature, but they're starting to look pretty cool now too. So
yeah, I noticed like the guys at the Brass Horn are pushing their Peter Millar shoes and they're basically a casual good looking tennis shoe or a comfort shoe.
Yeah.
They don't have the Peter Millar is Peter Millar, but they're not Brooks. They're not the technologically figured out shoe that
not quite as comfortable.
Well, they're comfortable, but they're just, I wouldn't go run in them.
Different disciplines.
Right.
We do have people, we sell a lot of inserts for plantar fasciitis and extra comfort and stuff. So people do bring in their dress shoes.
And the walkers out there.
Oh, yeah.
At Forsyth Park.
Yeah.
I see walkers all the time.
Yep.
And that's an important shoe to have on when you're walking.
And people feel bad coming in and say, oh, I just walked 3 miles. It's like, yeah, you need nice shoes. I know we're a running store, but I mean, yeah, you can use your shoes to walk in, or like we have a lot of doctor, nurses, people on their feet all day, restaurant servers. Like we have enough of them coming in. We carry a bunch of all black shoes. So that works with your outfit that you're supposed to wear. So yeah, it's been good.
Now, Cole, I know that you guys, even when Kyle ran the store, always had things going on, a series of events, a training events to get you up to a triathlon or a marathon or a half marathon. And I guess you got something starting on Wednesday, right?
Yes. So we've been doing our cyclocross series. We've been doing practice on Wednesday nights. And this Wednesday, we actually start our 10-week race series. So that's pretty exciting. You know, it's a unique opportunity because most communities don't have an active cyclocross course that you can practice on. We had a customer come down from Chicago last week because their series is getting ready to start up and he didn't have anywhere to practice and he was in town. So he wanted to come out and check out the course. So that's
so you got
to
practice at school? Scoville?
Yeah, the old golf course.
Yeah.
You get permission from the park district to be out there. So it's good.
So what does a person do if they want to get involved in this?
So, you know, we post this stuff out on social media. We talk about it on the radio, word of mouth. You know, he found out about us through the Scoville Cyclocross and Gravel Facebook page that gets shared around. It's, you know, we've got events out there. So
it leaves the shop at 6 o'clock. We ride out there pretty chill.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And then,
take you 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like 10 or 15. And then, so if you want to meet out at Scoville,
that's the way you guys ride.
If you want to meet at Scoville around 6:15, we start around then. We usually do a parade lap. So new people kind of know the course, and then, pick up sticks and things like that. And then we let it go. Mm-hmm. And First Mid's represented. Usually McCray comes out to that.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take one more break, and then we'll be back to finish up with Kyle and Cole. Dominic Smith with the weather.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 65. Wind gusts could reach as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40. Wind gusts could reach as high as 16 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. And Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 66. And your temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees. Your WSOY news time is 6:53.
squash your fitness goals at the Decatur Indoor Sports Center. For a limited time, you can renew or join the DISC's full facility annual pass, and you get discounted rates with no joining fee. The DISC offers a fitness center, indoor soccer field, four-lane 200-meter track, basketball and volleyball courts, indoor golf center, and batting cages. Join today and squash your fitness goals this year. Give them a call today at 217-429-3472. And you can take a tour of the Decatur Indoor Sports Center in Decatur.
What did 9 out of 10 people who died from COVID have in common?
They were 50 or older.
And if you have a condition like heart disease or diabetes, your risk is even higher.
COVID vaccines lower the risk of death.
Get your updated vaccine now. It could save your life.
We can do this. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Ah, now little Beach Boys. That's better. Welcome back to Toys. Welcome back to Byers and Company. I knew I was going to do that eventually, and I got it out of my system. Yesterday morning I did this, and then I did Soy City Buzz last night, and back to this. A guy like me gets confused. What can I say?
Yeah, and you're in the same chair and everything too. You're in the same spot, so yeah, it's pretty easy to see that.
Same producer, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that voice is Kyle May. He's with Fleet Feet. He owns Fleet Feet. And Cole Daniels here also. And he now owns Spin City for what, two or three years?
2 years.
2 years. And you guys are awesome. And you do so much for the community in the way of physical fitness and athletics. For example, Kyle, you've got a couple things coming up.
Yeah, there are a couple events coming on in October. Shoreline Classic is this weekend.
Oh my, that's 9 miles, right?
Yeah, they have a 5K and then a 15K, and the 15K is 9 miles. And they're doing like two loops around the lake because of some road construction, so they got to tweak the course a little bit, but okay. It should still be a really good event. It's been around for a long time. Penguin in the Park is the 23rd of this month. And then Turkey Trot's coming up in November, the 19th, so you can start training for some of that. And then a couple events that we have on the schedule that are still a little ways off. We always do our Ugly Sweater Run, which is the day after Black Friday, that Saturday morning, and dress up in ugly sweaters, go for a run, and then I make pancakes afterwards. And then something that we're working on in December, we ordered a bunch of Santa suits, and you'll pay to do the run, and everybody runs in a Santa suit.
No kidding.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. We're going to leave like a Saturday afternoon from Decatur Brew Works and have a little post party there and stuff. So you'll see more info about that, but that'll be a hoot.
You know, I'm going to do a Halloween run down in St. Louis, a half marathon.
Yeah.
And they want you to dress up. I'm not big on dressing up on Halloween.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out what to do.
They used to do Scareport. I don't know. They aren't doing it again this year. And, you know, you could go as like zombie runner type of thing and kind of.
I'll just wear orange and black.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Do some prison stripes or something. That'd be funny.
Yeah, there you go. Running away. Probably have some of those. Hey, what about your website?
It's fleetfeetdecaturil.com or fleetfeet.com. And then our local one has our events and things like that. And then you can actually shop on the national one through that, and you can get product of all kinds of colors.
Do you get credit for that?
Yeah, actually, it is geolocated, and up in the top left corner, it usually has our store name. And then if you buy something on the website, you get a credit for that. If you use your email in the store and on the website, the rewards transfer between the stores too, so you get credit. And it's pretty amazing.
Okay,
it's obviously better if people buy stuff in the store.
Well, that's my concern.
Yeah,
I don't like.
It's fine.
I mean, I will buy on the internet, but I prefer not to because I want the local businesses to get the credit.
Yeah, it's
we're
not
so
a bad
lucky
deal.
To have the service that you guys provide. You got to make a living. People got to buy from you. And then over at Spin City, you've got an event coming up in October.
Yeah. So current events would be cyclocross every Wednesday night. That's a big deal for us. But then in October is one of the bigger gravel rides that's in the area, which would be the Yellow Chip Road over in Kansas, Illinois. That race slash ride has changed names a couple times, but it's always a great route, and it's not too far away. It's just past Charleston, Illinois. So it's
gravel. Hey, you know, I'm not going to make fun of that gravel anymore. And I know I raked
You own a gravel bike.
I know. I rake Kyle over the coal. Coal's on the, I go, why would anybody in the right mind buy a bike to ride on gravel? I've always avoided gravel with a bicycle. I got that gravel bike. It is my favorite of all the bikes I now have. That is is the most comfortable bike, and the tires aren't too big, mm-hmm. so you don't feel like you're expending too much energy with it. And I'll take the comfort over the speed when I don't feel like doing a long ride.
And then if you go down a gravel road, it's not the worst thing in the world.
So. Now you kind of look for them.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
for fun. I want to see if I can ride on gravel.
Yeah.
And that happens out there in these two-lane roads. They oil and chip them, and you don't know about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that helps.
That's going to be your best category, right?
Oh, yeah. Gravel bikes are still number one for us.
Yeah.
I mean, overall.
Well, Kevin, thanks for having us on. Thanks for all the stuff that you do in the community, too. So I know you're going to interview people and tell them how awesome they are and everything, but you,
Yes, Congressman Davis coming up next.
Good luck with that.
That's pretty good. Thanks, you guys, for being here.
Yep.
Really appreciate it. Love your stores.
Thank you.
Get out there on Wood Street and check them out, folks.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. The Decatur Area Arts Council and the Decatur Parks Foundation are requesting help to run the Devon on Tap event on October 8th. It's at the Nelson Park Lakeshore. Volunteers will receive the equivalent of an event ticket. With a wristband, you'll have a tasting glass and 8 tasting tickets. Volunteers will get an email with more details as the event draws closer. Visit nowdecatur.com to sign up. Decatur is launching its owner-occupied small home improvement program. Residents can apply for assistance to...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.